With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Down the block.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Last night we put on our Instagram a hypothetical situation. If Cam Smith came out of retirement today, would you want your club to sign him and what would his value be at your club? A lot of mixed responses here. I got a lot of DMs from this one as well. A lot of people came into a deep conversation with me about a number of teams. And look, before I even listened or read everyone's comments, read a heap of DMs, I actually sat down and worked this out myself. And this would be my ballpark for each club. I haven't gone into a heap of detail, but I've got them separated into four different categories. And look, personally, I don't think any club would be worse off for having Cameron Smith in the building. I think that if you had the potential to get Cameron Smith into your building, you definitely take it, yeah? I know he's coming out of retirement 2 years later, but I still think he'd be able to handle himself. His body showed no signs of slowing down. The last game he played was the grand final, which I thought he was the best player on the field in. Yes, he's had a year off, but I think if you gave this guy a whole preseason, he would be able to come in and have an impact. Now, on field, I still think he would be one of the better players in this competition. I think he's too smart between the ears. Yes, the game has sped up. I understand that. But I still think Cameron Smith would have a huge impact on this game, like massive. I think as soon as he walks back in, he's automatically a top 20 player, at least for the year, at least. Yeah, he's just too good at what he does. And people might disagree with that, and that's fine. It's all hypothetical. My opinion is that he would come in and he would be a top 20 player without a doubt, which puts him sort of around that top tier mark. Now, there is the risk, of course, that he's not going to be a top 20 player. He is, what, 36, 37, whatever it might be. But even if he's not at his absolute peak on the field, I think off the field he brings so much, and there would be young guys in a system that would be able to take so much from Cameron Smith and be able to learn so much from him. If he was to say today he's coming out of retirement, that would give him about 4 or 5 months to prepare his body, prepare the mind as well to return to rugby league, and I think he could do it successfully. So what I've done is I've sort of divided all the teams in the competition into four categories. Now, the first category is teams that I think desperately need a Cameron Smith. They need a circuit breaker to walk into this system and sort of turn them around a little bit. Some teams, I think, probably need him more than others, and they're sort of in this top category. And I would sort of put the price tag here at about $1 million, to be honest with you. If you're going to convince him to come to a club that probably needs him, it means they're not going to be as successful as other ones. I think they'd have to pay a little bit overs for Cam Smith. And as much as $1 million for a guy coming out of retirement seems ridiculous, I just think the experience that the younger guys in the club would gain, and just the eyes on the club, and you know, it'd probably mean that you'd have Cam Smith's input moving forward at the club as well. I just think it would help everything. It would just lift everything up. It's just for 1 year. It wouldn't break your salary cap for the next 5 years, you know. So I really like it for a couple of these teams. We'll get to them. Then we have the next clubs that I would have at about 700 to 800K, probably around the 700K mark, where they're teams who he would come in handy, but I don't think they're desperate to have him. They can get by without him, obviously. Then you got the 600K, who I think getting Cam Smith for the value of 600K would be unreal. I don't think these teams really need Cam Smith at all. I think they're fine without him, but once again, he would still be worth having him. And this is the sort of clubs that I think Cam Smith could go to and he could win a premiership at as well, which would probably play a role, and it's probably helps the monetary value side of things. And then you've got the big three, the Melbourne Storm, the Sydney Roosters, the Penrith Panthers. We'll get to them. I think that they could get a Cam Smith for 500k or less. I wouldn't be paying much more for him because I don't think any of those three teams need a Cameron Smith to be successful. But we'll start with the teams at the very top. Now, these are the teams that I think, if a Cameron Smith was available, they would be competing with each other to get him, and I would pay $1 million. If I was in charge of any of these clubs, I know it's bold, but I would put it out there to get Cam Smith into my building for a season, for a calendar year, and just to help us rebuild and to hopefully convince him to stay in the system moving forward, which would be unreal if he could, whether it's coaching, whether it's advisory, whatever the hell it might be. You want the smartest guy in the room to be in your room. If they can do it, I think it'd be huge. The teams I'll be looking at here, they're the Gold Coast Titans, the West Tigers, the New Zealand Warriors, Canterbury Bulldogs, North Queensland Cowboys, St. George, Illawarra Dragons. Start with the Titans. I think they were sort of hoping to get Cam Smith this time a year ago. They obviously haven't got him. They haven't got their answer to hookers yet. I would hope that they would go for Brandon Smith, as should a lot of these clubs. We'll probably mention that name a few times. But if you were able to get a Cameron Smith to the Titans, wow. I would pay $1 million straight away. They've lost Jamal Fogarty. They're lacking a lot of experience in this spine. I think your most experienced player would be AJ Brimson, who's playing a new position in the NRL, and he's played, what, off the dome, I would guess, 60-odd first-grade games. Could be a little bit more, could be a little bit less, I'm not sure, but it's definitely under the 100-game mark. So to get a guy like Cameron Smith in would be unbelievable, and to help the young guys in this system, especially the young guys in the spine, could also help to bring on a couple of these young hookers they've got to take them to the next level. The West Tigers, without a doubt, I would pay $1 million there to get Cam Smith. He is the circuit breaker that a team like the Tigers would need. I would pay that in an instant. Whether Cam Smith be willing to do it or not, I'm not sure, but have got two young hookers there, Jacob Little, Jake Simkin as well, who you could work with Cam Smith would be unreal. And I also think you could bring the best out of Luke Brooks if you were to bring Cameron Smith on board, same as Jackson Hastings as well. You bring both of these guys on board with Cameron Smith, everything changes in an instant for me. We've seen the impact that Appy Curaçao had on Nathan Cleary. Imagine if you bring Cameron Smith in. Yeah, I honestly do think Luke Brooks would just go to a completely new level. He'd be unreal as a leader around there, as someone for Madge to bounce off as well. I think he'd be great. The New Zealand Warriors, I think they're a hooker away from being a real premiership threat. Another team who should be looking into Brandon Smith. I think they're a really good shout to get him as well. I think that if you put a hooker like Cameron Smith in there, you bring back Sean Johnson as well. Reece Walsh is there now. I think they could challenge for a premiership next year, and I think it'd be a sensational way for them to come out of this really shitty era of being away from home and whatnot. So Cameron Smith of the Warriors, I think that'd be unbelievable. The Canterbury Bulldogs, perfect fit. Need a hooker, another team that should be looking into Brandon Smith. If they were able to get Cameron Smith, I'd pay him $1 million up front. You are getting a lot of new talent there, but I still don't feel like there's a guy in their spine that's ready to hold the keys to this team. I've said this a few times. Everyone keeps telling me it's Matt Burton. It's Matt Burton. He's 21 years old. He's played 30 first grade games. He played center on the best edge in rugby league last year. He's a quality player, don't get me wrong, but he's young. You cannot pin an entire franchise on this guy. He needs to be freed up to play his natural game. Cameron Smith would be unreal to have there. He would also bring the best out of Kyle Flanagan as well, which I think is what they need to be doing. He'd be the leader around this club. He would lift everyone else at this club. North Queensland Cowboys, love the hookers they've got. You've obviously got Reece Robson. You've got Cotter there as well. I'd be playing Cotter at 13. Robson, I would just let him sit for a year. I'd let him come off the bench. They're desperate for someone to walk into this club who can be a leader in the spine. They've moved fullbacks around. Val Holmes, they're paying him fullback money to play centre now, which, I'm sorry, I would say centre is his third best position, the wing and fullback. So it's a little bit disappointing to see how that play has played out. They signed Chad Townsend after Chad Townsend had possibly the worst 6 months of his entire career to this point. As you all know, I thought that was going to be a cracking signing. I'm a little bit nervous about it now. Tom Dearden hasn't quite found his feet there either. So I think a guy like Cameron Smith to walk in and just balance the scales here and just help the Cowboys, like they're still transitioning out of Jonathan Thurston football realistically, which is crazy to think about. He retired 4 years ago. Yeah, to still be in this rut, trying to work out their identity, work out who they are, it's an absolute nightmare. I think he'd be able to help Todd Payton as well, an inexperienced coach with a guy like Cameron Smith who's been around the block. He's seen every situation you can imagine. I think he'd be so valuable for a team like the Cowboys. Last team is the Dragons, which I think would be perfect. Love Andrew McCulloch, champion player. If you can bring Cameron Smith into this system when you've got a young spine, Cameron Smith and Ben Hunt working together to bring these three youngsters on, I think it'll be unreal. These three youngsters, and of course you got the Fier, you got Zach Lomax, you got all these young guys in this team that they're desperate for a leader. Ben Hunt has been sensational. Andrew McCulloch is great. But an opportunity to bring Cameron Smith to the St. George Illawarra Dragons, they could turn this club around completely. They could go, they could become contenders really quickly. And for the young guys to have the experience of being around Cameron Smith, I think $1 million for the Dragons, along with these other sides, would be really good value. Let's move into the next category. It's like the 800K, 700K mark that I'd be willing to pay. These teams, they're not as desperate as the other ones. They've either got guys that are in key positions that can handle big stages, but it would still be worthwhile having Cameron Smith. I think the first one is the Brisbane Broncos. They're improving. They're heading in the right direction. They've signed Adam Reynolds, which really helps. But a Cameron Smith, a Queensland legend, I think he'd be very, very fitting there at the Brisbane Broncos. Obviously missed out on going there as a kid as well. So would be a pretty cool narrative. But only because of Adam Reynolds do I take them out of that sort of million category and put them down to the 700 or 800K mark. I think they're moving the needle in the right direction. They got Jake Turpin, who is solid. No Cameron Smith, obviously. But because Adam Reynolds is in the building, I'm not as worried about the Broncos anymore. Canberra Raiders is the other one. Now, a couple of really quality nines there, no doubt about it. Jamal Fogarty at 7, Jack Whiten at 6. Two, you know, really solid halves. Jack Whiten, he's obviously a Clive Churchill medalist, a Dally M medalist. He's played Origin, played for his country, done it all, Jack Whiten. So a great leader. They don't need a hooker, but I still think a guy like Cameron Smith would be sensational, especially to bring them out of the rut that they are currently in, especially with this forward pack. He just lead them around. And I hear people say all the time that, you know, we want to unlock Jack Whiten. That's why we've got the young bloke from the Gold, not the young bloke, Jamal Fogarty from the Gold Coast. Look, I think that Cameron Smith is so good at hooker that he almost plays the role of a halfback as well. It would just take so much heat off these two halves that I think it'd be unreal. Newcastle Knights. Now, I had the Newcastle Knights in the 800 category because I made this list before all these rumours about Mitchell Pearce came out. I would probably have to shift them back up to the million mark now. If Mitchell Pearce goes, there might not be another team that needs Cameron Smith more than the Newcastle Knights, because they are going to go into a serious rut here. They need to try and keep Kalyn Ponga at the club. Watson's left. Mitchell Pearce has reportedly signed to go. From my understanding, from people I've spoken to, he is as good as gone, and I can't blame him. So Cameron Smith going to the Knights. I have it in the 700K to 800K before the Mitch Pearce stuff. Now that if Mitch Pearce does go, the Newcastle Knights shift straight into the $1 million mark. They've reportedly brought back Andrew Johns to help on the coaching staff, which will be good. But on field, this team is screaming out for a leader. They are better when Mitch Pearce is there, no doubt about it. They're heaps better than the bottom six teams when Mitch Pearce is on the field. But I also don't think they're anywhere near the level of the top six teams. So a circuit breaker like Cameron Smith would be unreal. I'd probably shift them into the million mark. The next team I've got in this one, and this team could be in the 700 to 800K or in the next category. It's the Cronulla Sharks. So we'll use them to kick off between the 800K and about the 600K mark. The Cronulla Sharks, I would land them somewhere between these two clubs. The team that doesn't have a halfback, that's my only worry. They've got experience everywhere. They've got attitude guys. They've got perfect attitude guys sprinkled throughout this club. It's unreal what Craig Fitzgibbon has done. A rookie coach, though, coming into a new system with a heap of new players, with a spine that's being shaken up, with Nicho Hynes, I think Cameron Smith would be unreal to bring into this Sharky side. Do they need him? Probably not. They will be okay without him, but good God, it would help with this transition. If you could get him for 600K, the Cronulla Sharks go, where do I sign? Dare I say, if Cameron Smith is offered to the Sharks at 800K, they probably say, where do I sign? They might even end up playing Smithy at halfback, realistically. That's how much value I put in Cam Smith. I think he would be sensational at the Cronulla Sharks, who are sort of in between that 600K, 800K mark. So between Group 2 and Group 3. Group 2 obviously being the group of teams that need him the second most. Tier 1 is the desperate sides. In Group 3, I've got them headlined with the Sharks. They're probably at the very top of it, closest to the next group. The other teams I've got are the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Now, they've got Damien Cook, so getting Cameron Smith probably wouldn't be overly helpful. Once again, I would probably play him at halfback, though, to be honest with you, for a year or so. Let the younger guys learn off him. I think that the South Sydney Rabbitohs, with a Cameron Smith in their side, they could actually compete for a premiership next year, whereas without him, I probably don't think they can. I think it's a bit more of a rebuilding year. But whilst you've still got Cook, Walker, Latrell Mitchell, you're still going to be there and thereabouts, but I just think they're a champion away from really competing. So South Sydney, I'd have them at about the 600K mark for Cam Smith. They probably wouldn't play him at hooker. They'd probably leave Cookie there. He's done a good enough job, well and truly. But I think they could definitely use with having Cameron Smith in the building. Next team is the Eels. Now, Eels are an interesting one. I've always said that I think they are like a real winner away from being able to win a premiership. I think they're getting closer to not needing that person with every single day. They definitely fill me with confidence at the back end of this season. But if you were to bring Cameron Smith into the Parramatta Eels side, I straight away make them a premiership contender. I straight away think to myself, yep, I confidently think that this team can compete with the Roosters, the Melbourne Storm and the Penrith Panthers in an instant. Where does he play? I don't know. They've got Reid Marnie. They've got Mitchell Moses at seven. I'm not sure how it works. Do you move Moses to seven, to six maybe? Do you play Cam Smith at seven? I'm not sure how you would make this work. But just to have Cameron Smith in their building, I think that would take the Parramatta Eels to the next level. Reid Marnie might be the unlucky guy. Maybe he becomes like a 13 or something. I'm not sure how you do it. But bringing Cameron Smith into the Parramatta Eels side would be just so valuable, it's not even funny. I've been saying for so long that this entire spine is just waiting to play alongside a real winner, a guy that knows how to get the job done come September. I mean, I wasn't overly surprised that Mitch Moses went to Origin camp for 1 week, got to spend 1 week around a different camp, a different group of guys. Then he came back and he looked like a completely different footballer once he come back from injuries. He won his first ever finals games and he competed in that and really did perform well. So Parramatta, I would play 600K without a out for Cam Smith, even though you don't really have a position for him, but you make it work, you find something for him, you let Reid Marnie also spend a year under Cam Smith, just listening every day, watching what he does, pay dividends in the long run, no doubt about it. Next team, Manly Seagulls.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
If you put Cameron Smith into the Seagulls side, I think they win the competition. I think they win the competition straight away. They are not able to compete with the very top teams. They have elite talent at halfback, at fullback, at lock. They have great front rowers. They have great edge guys. They have it all. They're two centers. They're probably not the highest quality guys, but they do a job week in, week out. Morgan Harper, Brad Parker. They're probably guys that aren't going to play rep football, but good God, they do a solid job. The two wingers are sensational. The one spot for me that looks to be an issue is the nine, Lachlan Croker. Now, when I say issue, he is not of the high quality of other guys. He did the job this year, no doubt about it. Probably the unsung hero of this Manly Seagulls side. You also can get Finu back potentially. So Cameron Smith, I don't know where he would fit into this team, but if he walks in there tomorrow, I straight away say the Seagulls will win this competition. Yeah, if you put him in, all of a sudden, the step they have to take in finals footy to overcome the good teams, I'm not worried about it in the slightest. So I think that'll be an unreal little signing. Now, 500K or less club. This is where the big three are sitting. The Melbourne Storm, the Sydney Roosters, the Penrith Panthers. Do any of these teams need Cameron Smith? No, they don't. Should they be paying $1 million for Cameron Smith? Not a hope in hell. They don't need to pay that sort of desperate money to get him in the system. They've already got a good system built. The Melbourne Storm, they were in the grand final only 18 months ago. They fell one game short this year. They have got player movement and whatnot, but they've got the two best hookers in rugby league. So straight away, it becomes hard to fit Cam Smith in. They've also got a great seven in Jerome Hughes. So I probably wouldn't go too deep here. Cameron Smith has had such a huge impact on this club already. Would it be good to have Cameron Smith to calm them down in those big games like the one against the Penrith Panthers? 100%. But are you going to spend that much money to get him back in? I probably don't think you will. And if I'm Cameron Smith and I can go to just about any other club and make double that, I would probably go somewhere else and test out my hand there. Sydney Roosters, worst injury run of all time last year. They've got Sammy Verrills, they've got Connor Watson, they've got Victor Radley, a heap of options at nine. They've got Luke Keary returning as well. They've got proven guys on the big stages that can deliver in the big moments. For me, they're not screaming out for a Cameron Smith to walk in and help them. Once again, they wouldn't pay too much for Cameron Smith. It would be great to see him go there. He would be successful there. He knows it, but he could make a heap of money elsewhere. The Roosters don't need Cameron Smith is all I'll say. Same as the Melbourne Storm and same as the next team, the Penrith Panthers. They have got Nathan Cleary now, who has proven that he can win on the big stages. They've got a fantastic nine. They've got Isaiah Yeo, James Fitzharris, all these guys that have climbed the mountain to a grand final, lost, climbed the mountain again, went through the most, just the craziest final series of all time to win a premiership, in my opinion, and have got the job done. The Penrith Panthers, they do not need a Cameron Smith. They've got Nathan Cleary. I think he is the best player in the competition right now. I think that over the next 2 years, he will be the guy that you want to have the ball in the big moments. For me, it's always sort of been Cam, well, not always, the last few years, probably been Cam Munster. It's probably been Adam Reynolds, these sort of guys. I think Nathan Cleary, he is top of the heap now, realistically. We did say all year that we've been saying for the last few years on the podcast that Nathan Cleary might not be able to own the big moments now, but just be careful how much you bag him, because eventually he is going to be able to do it. We didn't know when, and as you guys know, based on our predictions for the start of the season, we didn't think it was going to be 2021, but it certainly proved to be 2021. His kicking game in that grand final was unbelievable. If you put Nathan Cleary from 2021 in that 2020 grand final, honestly, it could have been a different result. He has just got a new head on his shoulders. I say it could have been, I'd still tip the Melbourne Storm to win that grand final, but I think it would have been a little bit closer. He is just developing so well, and I just don't think the Penrith Panthers need a guy like Cameron Smith. They've got Api Kurisau, they've got Nathan Cleary, they got Jerome Luai. Like, the spine is just absolutely stacked, and you've got so many experienced forwards that can stand up and deliver big moments, like Isaiah Yeo and James Fisher-Harris as well. So for me, that is sort of how I would do it. The top tier, the guys that desperately need him: Gold Coast Titans, West Tigers, Warriors, Bulldogs, Cowboys, Dragons, and then I'd also probably have the Newcastle Knights shoved up there if Piercy goes. Tier 2 teams that he would come in handy at, but they're not desperate for him, so I wouldn't be paying that top dollar million sort of mark. The Broncos, the Canberra Raiders, the Cronulla Sharks, they sort of float between that tier and the next tier down, which are guys that, teams that don't need him positional-wise, they definitely don't need him. They can probably contend for a premiership without him, but I think with him, they all of a sudden become proper premiership contenders. There, I would have the South Sydney Rabbitohs, the Parramatta Eels, the Manly Seagulls, and along with the Cronulla Sharks, who are fading between Group 2 and Group 3. And then in the top tier, the teams that don't need Cameron Smith, they don't need him on the field, they don't need him off the field, they don't need him to build structures and to set standards in their club: the Melbourne Storm, the Sydney Roosters, and the Penrith Panthers. For me, those three clubs will be okay on their own. That's what I would do if I was in charge of one of these clubs. If I was in charge of one of these individual clubs and Cameron Smith said, "I'm back, who wants me?" One of those top tier teams, I would be forking out big money, because it's not just about the calendar year that he spends with you, it's the impact he leaves on your club moving forward.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.